Hello and welcome to Down and Dirty with Darcy. I'm your host, Darcy Smith, also known as Career Coach Darcy. We are here to get down and dirty about careers, uncovering salaries, wild stories, backgrounds, and more from guests with some of the most eccentric professions each week. This podcast is presented by Onomy. Welcome back to Down and Dirty with Darcy. I wanted to introduce Rachel today. We have Rachel our time on the podcast, and she is a photographer in Los Angeles. And the best part was that she opened up about everything about pricing. I didn't know all of this about wedding photographers and what they make and how they price everything. And I just got to know a lot about her and her story. So anyone out there that's really into photography, I would definitely listen. And if you're just interested and maybe there's a wedding coming up in your future, maybe you should listen. But enjoy and let's get into it with Rachel.
What should I try? Guess wedding photographers charge.
Okay. Wedding photographer one day. Right? Just like
one day,
charging for one
day.
Typically
8 hours.
It's 8 hours. Okay. But it is also, I'm considering the pre and post, all the editing, all the things.
Yeah. A few calls. Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to go with. Hi, Rachel. Welcome to Down and Dirty with Darcy. Thanks so much for coming and hanging out. Can you just go ahead and tell us like about you, who you are, what you do?
Yes. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, of course.
I'm Rachel Artime. I'm a wedding photographer. Based in Los Angeles, but travel all over the world. I have been a wedding photographer for, I want to say, only a wedding photographer for maybe 3 or 4 years. But I've been doing weddings since maybe 2016.
Okay. What does doing weddings mean?
Like going and photographing a wedding.
Okay.
But not full time. I've always had a full time job or in college, and then I would do a wedding on the weekend or something like that.
And now your full time is just wedding.
Full time. For a few years, I was working 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, getting on a plane Friday, shooting a wedding Saturday, getting home Sunday, working 9 to 5, Monday through Friday.
Whoa.
So I did that for about a year.
Mm-hmm.
And then I thought that was horrible.
Yeah.
So I finally had the confidence to quit. And then became a full-time wedding photographer.
Nice.
But I've done photography since elementary school. So I identify as a photographer. Like that is part of kind of who I am to myself.
Mm-hmm.
And in junior high, I was a full-on photo shoots with friends. Like if I had TikTok in junior high, I would have been
crushing
all
it
over that. Yeah. But I was a Facebooker, so I'd like take my friends' photos, style them, make backdrops.
Oh, I should have been your friend.
Camera. Oh yeah. Like the MySpace when you put like one photo on, I was like known for taking everyone's MySpace photos or Facebook profiles. But so I've been a photographer forever, and then I never thought I would do wedding photography ever or photography. It was totally not a goal of mine.
Interesting.
Yeah, I just didn't think I thought it was possible.
What did you actually work in then?
So I worked at a summer camp throughout college.
Okay.
Up in Santa Cruz. I'm from LA.
Okay.
I'm born and raised LA.
What part?
La Cañada, technically.
Yeah.
But I'm going to go with Pasadena for the world.
Yeah.
Because people don't know where La Cañada is.
I know the area well. Yeah.
Okay. So basically Pasadena, both my parents are from Glendale. So I'm like a LA native child.
Mm-hmm.
So I worked in Santa Cruz at a summer camp and I did like this year-long program in marketing, but I definitely had no clue what I was going to do.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a good reader or writer.
Mm-hmm.
And I studied communication. I feel like every job's reading or writing.
Right.
I'm clearly visual. Like that's my strength.
Yes.
So I don't really know where I would be if I didn't become a photographer, but it was so almost accidental.
Mm-hmm. So how did it happen?
Great question.
Yeah.
when I was in a senior in college or maybe a junior somewhere in college, my friends who just got engaged didn't make a lot of money. You know, you're 22 or whatever getting married. So I took her out to dinner and I said, if I take your engagement photos, I get to do anything I want, whatever I want. I get to style you, but they're free. Would you be down? And she was so down. We collaborated. We like made a plan. There's a vintage car in it.
Yes.
I'm like kind of known for having cars in my photos.
Love.
And my first engagement shoot had a vintage car and like snowballed from there. I had like confetti. I like threw confetti in the air. Like it was kind of like back in the day, a little cheesy. And then their friend hired me for their wedding.
Okay.
And then it just went
blossomed.
From there. Yes.
That's amazing.
I live by the philosophy that one wedding gets you the next.
Yeah. Is that typically how it happens? Will someone come up to you at the wedding and be like, oh, I'm getting married soon?
Tons. Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah. Which is fun for me because then I get to re-see a lot of clients because I go to their friends' weddings and then they're a guest at that wedding.
Right.
So I do have a strong word of mouth. I also went to a tiny Christian college in Santa Barbara, like 1,200 students.
Wow.
And so they all, Christians get married really young. So I was shooting these 21, 22-year-old weddings immediately after college.
Yeah.
So that was so helpful.
Okay, so this is the hot take. If you want to be a photographer,
Christian college. Yes.
Possibly, you know, just religious college in general. They tend to get married a little early.
You'll
start making the big bucks sooner.
100%. And since it was such a tiny school, everyone knows you.
Yeah.
So I had a huge like clientele.
Yeah, they're like call Rachel. Yeah.
And I still shoot my college weddings. Like they, I don't even know them anymore, but like my name still kind of stays.
I love that. That's amazing.
Yeah, so fun. So I kind of started randomly. I think I secretly dreamed I'd be a photographer. It was kind of like, oh, this is my hobby. This would be so cool to get paid for this. But I don't think I was like goal oriented. Like it wasn't a, I could see myself eventually, maybe if it hadn't happened and I was 25, 26, but right out of college.
Right.
It was kind of a shock that that happened. Mm-hmm. But I'm so grateful. I could never do any other job.
Yeah. That's amazing. How many weddings do you do a year? About.
I used to do 48, which is, there's only 52 weekends.
Wow.
That was a horrible idea. I couldn't say no. When someone offers you money, it was very hard for me to say no.
Right.
And I was, you know, starting off building a portfolio, one leads you to the next. Like I wanted to build like a snowball effect. Last year, I did, I think, 35.
Okay.
This year, I think I'm doing 29.
Are you booked for the year?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
How far do you book out?
I'm usually booked full for the next year by June of the current year.
Okay. So about 6 months in advance. But it depends, you know.
Depends. Kind of if you're getting married in January. Like,
yeah.
Right now it's May 2023.
Yeah.
I would be booked for 2024 by June of next
that
month.
Makes sense.
Next month.
Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I book out pretty far in advance. I'm trying to change that because it's annoying to have a Saturday I know a year and a half in advance. Like if you invite me to your birthday party a year from now and I'm like, oh, I already can't go.
You already know. Yeah.
That makes me sad. So I've been trying to like pivot that.
Yeah. But it's also good to know your schedule.
Yeah. So you do have like guaranteed income like a year from now. So that is.
Yeah.
Photography is a fun money job if you're like booking because I work for myself, which gives people a lot of anxiety financially, but you're booked a whole year in advance. So I already know next year if I'm screwed.
Right. Right.
That's kind of a blessing with wedding photography because you're contracted to make that income.
Mm-hmm.
So it takes away, before I started, like before I took the jump of just full-time photography, I was like, how am I going to pay my bills? Like anyone starting their own business.
Mm-hmm.
And then I thought, wait, this is set up perfectly.
To know your budget
for
next year. To
know my budget for next year.
Yeah.
So it's like a weird blessing that's come with wedding photography. So.
Yeah.
And it kind of takes away that stress that a lot of entrepreneurs might feel.
No, of course. Yeah. Okay. Speaking of money and income, let's go into it. Because I have no idea. If you tried to quiz me right now and asked like how much you would charge for a wedding, I could try.
Guess wedding photographers charge.
Okay. Wedding photographer one day, right? Just like they're
one day,
charging for
it's
one
typically
day.
8 hours.
It's 8 hours. Okay. But it is also, I'm considering the pre and post, all the editing, all the things.
Yeah. A few calls. Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to go with $5,000.
Okay. I would say $5,000 is pretty average.
Is it?
Okay. Yeah. That's a pretty good guess.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. What do you charge? Tell us.
I charge $9,700.
Okay.
For an 8-hour wedding.
Mm-hmm.
I do $11,000 for a 10-hour wedding.
Okay.
And then I do $1,700 for an engagement shoot, which is 2 hours.
Got it.
And my elopements are, oh God, I don't even remember. I think $4,000 for 3 hours.
Okay.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
So I am definitely a more expensive wedding photographer.
I'm sure there's way more expensive than that, but
totally. My favorite wedding photographer is like 50,000 okay. Celebs, you know?
Yeah.
Celebs. But yeah, I'm definitely a higher range in budget. I started my like money journey.
Oh, yeah. God. Tell us.
Yes.
I want to know what you charged your first wedding. That first wedding that was the friend.
I think I charged $800 or something like that.
Yeah.
And then I texted a friend I knew, and he was marrying a model and getting married at the Ace Hotel in LA, which is just so cool. Mm-hmm. And I texted the fiance being like, can I shoot your wedding for $1,000? And she was like, sure. And I was like, why did she just say yes? And that wedding, I still would post those photos. Like, I love those photos. So that was, I kind of count the Ace Hotel as my first wedding. Mm-hmm. So it was $1,000, which felt like so much in my mind. Mm-hmm. And from there, I was like, only last year, I was doing weddings for $4,000, something like that. Like, I had a massive jump within a year. Because you're also booking your price for a year in advance.
Right.
So the price I am now isn't until 2024.
Correct. That makes sense.
2023, I'm like averaging more 7,000 right now. Mm-hmm. So
you have to push that up each time you book
out. Yeah, you almost have to guess like, oh, I'm about to do 40 weddings this year in like 50 engagement sessions. I'm not going to want to be doing the same price a year from now.
Right. That makes sense.
But my first weddings, I was such a low budget or a low price person my whole life. I didn't like the stress and the pressure of it personally. Mm-hmm. I did things for free all the time. I'm not a big like believer in starting out and charge your what you think you're worth. That's just like not my vibe.
It's hard. Yeah.
It's hard. Photography is also a total difficult skill. It's editing, it's your personality, it's posing, it's directing, it's camera settings. It's just a lot of factors. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of things that can go wrong. You're working with technology and memory cards and cameras and batteries. It's just so much.
Yeah.
Bad lighting, you know? So I felt really confident, really low. I was doing engagement shoots for like 5 hours for like $400.
Yeah.
But I was having so much fun. Mm-hmm. So
And you're building your portfolio. 100%. So it's part of it.
100%. Yeah. And when I always say the lower budget, the more fun your clients are. Mm. Your clients get like a little more.
Well, because they know that they're getting a deal.
So totally.
Do what you want.
Whatever. Yeah. Just have fun.
That would be me.
We're so thankful for you. Like, it's just like a little more fun.
Yeah.
When you get higher, it's a little more, I don't want to say like type A, but it's a little more like in a box. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So I had a ton of fun shooting for hours for no money. And I shot for basically no money for probably 4 years.
Wow.
I'd go up $500 and be like, oh my God, like I'm shooting this wedding for $2,300. Mm-hmm. And I was doing it for 10 hours, just like so much.
Do you do video too or just photography?
I have touched video. Mm-hmm. Hate it too much.
But usually people will book you and a videographer if they want a videographer. Yep. Do you bring assistants and things with you?
Lots of things.
Robots.
Yeah, I'm very solo shooter. I don't like working with other people because I'm off my A game.
Okay.
Unpopular opinion. Yeah. Photographers love having a second shooter. That's what we call them.
Right.
When I have a second shooter, then I'm not my little ninja self because there's someone to talk to. There's someone to hang out with. Mm-hmm. When I'm alone, just standing there, I'm more likely to engage with the guests, get to know the guests. So you bring out more personality.
Yeah.
You can kind of pose with them. Then you get more clients. Then when I'm just standing there, like staring into space, mm-hmm. I might notice something across the room and run over there. So I'm solo. I hate having a second shooter.
That makes sense. Yeah. No, it makes sense. What's the most favorite wedding you've ever done?
Favorite wedding?
Yeah.
Ooh. Favorite. That's a fun question.
Yeah.
I had a wedding. Oh.
give us the deets.
I know. I feel like all my East Coast weddings are fun party-wise.
Yes, that makes a lot of
sense.
I've
had like a blast in these, like Virginia, New Jersey. I'm out there just having a grand old time. East Coast, just party's different.
Have you ran into the Essential Jason? He's a saxophone player. He does a ton of New Jersey weddings. Yeah. So he does a lot of New Jersey weddings. And so I'm like, that'd have been like crazy if you guys have ran into each other.
Yeah, I don't
some of those.
Think so, but totally maybe. You never know.
Or have you been to one where they've had a saxophone player?
Yeah, but like I don't think it was
DJ.
I literally have.
It's a good thing, huh?
Yeah. Saxophones that like play along or something.
Yeah, they do top 40 with the DJs.
Yeah. I've seen those. Funny, maybe.
Because it's not a West Coast thing.
No.
Not at all.
No, but my favorite wedding, I did this wedding in Point Reyes. It is random.
Where is that?
Northern California.
Okay.
Like pretty northern.
Okay.
It's an hour from Sonoma. or something like that. But it was in a boathouse. Just the aesthetics of the venue. Mm-hmm. My clients were so trendy. She wore like a designer dress, not a wedding dress.
Nice.
Jewelried up. So neutral color on a lake with the dock. Mm-hmm. Just so like chef's kiss vibe. Chef's,
yeah.
Such a small bit. A Michelin star like dinner I got to eat at the table with.
Oh,
like,
heck yeah.
Was just, I got to stay in the hotel room that they would have stayed in, the bride and groom. But they would deliver firewood to my door with like a s'mores kit. Like it was more like my experience versus the wedding.
No, but that's luxury. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
you get
the
to,
best experience.
You get fun travel. But I would say East Coast, like when I get an East Coast wedding, I'm like ready to roll. I'm like, let's go.
Yeah.
I just think they're fun.
Do they pay for your travel and then pay your fee?
Yeah. So my fee. So currently if you booked me for, let's say New Jersey, you'd pay me $9,700 for the 8 hours. And then you'd pay for a round trip flight, my rental car, and 2 nights stay.
Got it.
On top of that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Got it. And how do they find you? Do you get a lot from Instagram or is it mostly just word of mouth?
Yeah.
Really? Instagram?
Yes.
Amazing.
I think Instagram's my top hashtags, I guess, work.
That's how I
found
you?
Yeah, totally.
I literally hashtagged Los Angeles wedding photographer or Los Angeles photographer.
Yeah, I put that
on
every
photo. And your pictures were very obviously better than others.
Wow.
So I'll tell you that.
Thank you. I'll keep hashtagging.
They're so good.
I feel like word of mouth and Instagram are probably tied. Brides are crazy. Like those girls can research like no one's business. Like they just know how to find you on the internet.
Yeah.
I don't know what they look for. A lot of times you can get featured on a wedding Instagram.
Mm.
That really helps. Mm-hmm. And then like if I was a bride, I'd go to, I don't know, Junebug Wedding, and I might be on their Instagram, and then that's how you find me, or a venue, what venue they're getting married at. So it's kind of Instagram just hopping around.
Yeah. I'm always so curious, too, as someone that does this professionally, how you would do it when you get married. Like,
oh, yeah, no photographer for me.
No?
No.
None?
None.
Wait, so
here's my
opinion.
Excuse me? Must know.
Yeah, I must.
I have like large wedding opinions.
Okay.
So
yeah, please.
I hate being photographed.
Okay.
I think that helps me be good at my job because I understand it sucks. I don't like anyone taking my photo. I look bad in every photo. I just don't like it. It just gives me anxiety.
Okay.
So why would I pay someone? And if I'm going to hire a photographer, I'm going to hire like a $10,000 photographer.
Best of the best, yeah.
Like someone I really want. So I'm going to pay like $10,000 to $20,000 to be stressed all day. Hearing that click, like I'm going to be aware of it. And then I'm going to be like, oh, that's my angle. Are they getting it?
And you know too much.
I know too much.
You know inside baseball.
And I don't want you to go take photos of me. Like I just want a party.
So you don't even want to there's
no
photo memories of the wedding.
No.
It's just,
I'll have a videographer.
Okay.
And they can't bother me.
Okay.
Like they're just filming the vibe, the day, put a mic on me for all I care.
Use what you want. Yeah.
I do not want a photographer. My mom will probably kill me, but.
Sorry, mom.
She wants to pay for it, but I'm not. I personally try my best to not pull my clients too much from their wedding.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And even when I pull my clients for 20 minutes, they're rolling their eyes, being like, really? We think I'll take more photos.
Right.
Yeah. Well, we don't have to, but I'm here for a lot of money.
You want
me? Like,
this.
I want to do that, but I just don't like that photographers are such a part of the day.
They
are. Like, I am so involved. It's psychotic to me.
Yeah.
You spend the most amount of time with me.
Yeah.
You don't even know me.
Also, when they don't wear black, I lose my shit. I'm like, I'm sorry. You shouldn't look like you are a part of the wedding, like in the wedding. I've seen people not wear just like a, you know, muted color.
Oh, like guests.
No, like the photographer themselves is not wearing black
a
muted color.
Like purple or something.
Yeah. And I'm like, I mean, maybe that's just me personally. You're going to be like, oh, I wear white.
No. I wear the same outfit.
Every time?
I have one outfit.
Uh-huh.
Do I wash it? No.
What is it?
Like, it's a linen jumpsuit.
Yes. That's what
from Pepper Place Designs. Shout out.
Shout out.
It's like, takes like a month to ship it to you. It's like
okay.
This tiny little, I found it randomly in Santa Cruz. I can sweat. I shoot in Palm Springs a lot. It's like 104 there.
Yeah.
I'll sweat all day. And if I have a wedding the next day, it's smells perfectly.
You just leave it on.
Yeah.
Like, I sleep in it.
Yeah, I love it. I have a little spot in my closet for it. I have three of them, but like I wear the same thing.
Yeah.
I just upgraded to a new Aritzia fit. like a black slack for like my more classy weddings.
Check you out.
Yeah.
So are you the person that has like all the leather strappings and all your...
Yeah. Yeah. Yes. My weird sex toy, as I like to call it. You ever seen it on the ground? It looks weird.
Does it? Yeah. It looks like a little sex swing.
Yeah. It looks like a little strappy vibe. But yeah, I wear the little... The double, it's an annoying, they swing everywhere. It's a nightmare.
It's so loud.
Oh, it's so overstimulating. Oh my God. I know. I hit cameras all ceremony. Yeah. It's a nightmare.
And then do you have multiple cameras on you? And
two, yes.
Two, okay.
I shoot for my photogs out there. I basically just use my 35 millimeter lens.
Okay.
All day.
All day.
All day, every day. Never not on me. And I sprinkle in an 85 lens, which is on like my other camera, or my 24.
Got it.
But that's it. I'm a simple girl out there.
Yeah.
Yes.
And now you have it probably down to like a well-oiled machine where you're like, I need to get this shot, make sure I have a shot of the rings, make sure I have this.
Yep.
And you can just bust it out.
Yeah.
And do you prefer one way or the other? I'm very curious about this. Doing a first look and all those photos before, or when they do it after and then you pull the families and the bridesmaids after?
I think I prefer a first look. I think the first look has absolutely no effect on the aisle walk.
Okay.
Because to me, it's not the fact that they're in a dress. I don't think guys are that affected, or a woman, whoever you're marrying, like whoever's up at the aisle. Mm-hmm. It's the walking to me. Like, it is the fact that they're out there and they're slowly walking towards you.
Yeah, that's the emotional.
Mm-hmm. The only reason people don't want to do it is for the emotion of the moment. Mm-hmm. And I think the moment's the same.
Yeah,
it's just everyone staring at you. You're standing there waiting for this person. And if you've seen them that day, I don't think it pulls that much. I like a first look. The first look is for sure designed for the photographer.
Yes,
and the
course.
Bride and groom. Because
to
if
have
you,
those photos.
If you don't do the first look, then you're missing your entire cocktail hour and into your dinner, taking family photos, bridal party photos, or wedding party photos, and portraits. Like, you're missing your whole wedding. But if you do that before, then you can go have a cocktail and socialize and sit for dinner. So the point is to be at your wedding.
Yes. Yeah. So I agree.
I don't want
those pictures. Like,
at
all.
First look?
No, like, just the pictures of, I mean, maybe this sounds bad. I love my family, but I'm never going to look at that.
Christmas card for the Christmas card.
Yeah, I'm never going to look at, like, me and my husband, who's actually... His parents have never met my parents. Like, they're not even friends, right? Like, why do I need a photo of all of us together?
Honestly, I think hot take, you should take family photos at rehearsal dinner.
Yeah.
Do it before.
That makes great
sense. Then you're not in a wedding dress, because you can't just, like, hang a family photo when one child is in a wedding dress.
Right.
It's kind of weird.
Now it's like yeah.
Rehearsal dinner, normal fits, right before where the lighting's nice, get someone. And, like, family photos also, like, just stress out you as a couple. You're just like wanting to die.
You're like, I see it every day.
This is stupid. And I'm like, it's just I get it. It's kind of for the parents.
Yeah. What's your favorite part about wedding photography?
Oh, fun question.
Mm-hmm.
I think my favorite part of wedding photography is truly, I genuinely love being at the weddings. I just think it's so fun. The people I get to meet, I see them more than one time, then they have babies. I think it's just a fun concept to be in a room with a stranger's family, best friends, mentors.
That's so true.
Like, family, friends, current friends. You're in a very unique environment. And people really want to chat with you. Like, I really chatted up. Because I'm kind of the stranger in there. Everyone else knows most people, or a chunk of people. There's always the cousins who know no one or whatever. But I get to know so many people. I am not a fly on the wall. I am like, I wish I could stay and take shots and party after, but I can't switch from work to party like that, you know?
Right.
I wouldn't know what to do with myself.
And everyone's so happy at a wedding.
So happy.
For the most part, right? Everyone's just in a good mood. Yeah.
It's fun to be in there. And I'm kind of bossy. I'd say I'm like a bossy person. Shout out to my siblings and friends.
Yeah.
I'm assertive.
There you go.
Commanding. Strength Finders, one of my top is command.
Oh, love.
So it's fun for me to do my job, because you get to be a little like bossy bitch out there.
Yeah.
Like, I am running.
And they listen to you.
I listen. Everyone, you there, over here. You stop talking. Hands in pockets. Like, you're kind of bossing people around. It's kind of fun.
Yeah.
Because you're really running the day. Like, you can't. Here's my I have so many hot takes these days.
I love a hot take.
Let me just hit you with them.
Yeah, hit them.
Wedding photography. Yeah, I need like a red button. Press the button. Yeah. Wedding photography is so based on your personality. When I mentor a lot of people who like want to be a wedding photographer, and I'm like, work on your personality, not your photography.
You suck right now, so like, maybe like
your personality is your job. Like, yeah. You are out there running an entire event by yourself, mm-hmm. while being creative, my interaction with the bridal party. I take really fun bridal party photos. They're fun because
I've seen them. They look great.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. They're my favorite part. They're my favorite like section of the day. Mm-hmm. I have so much fun. But I get them because my personality. Mm-hmm. Like, that's not, if I just stood there and was like, okay, guys, like, pose. We're going to cheer, like, look like you're having fun. If I saw somebody, I'd be like, shut the fuck up. Like, right. I'm not listening to you. Shut the fuck up. Like, I might be like, woo, yeah. Yay.
My
like,
favorite is stupid. Look at the bride and smile. Look at the bride and laugh. And I'm like, ha, 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 ha.
I always say, I say, go, ha, ha, ha.
Ha, ha, yeah.
Just do it.
It'll, yeah it'll come across.
Them. You just do it. Ha, ha, ha. Look at them, ha, ha. And people are like, they think it's so ridiculous. They laugh. Mm-hmm. But because I'm so engaging or friendly or trying to get to know people, but I am bossy. I'm going to use commanding.
Yeah.
Bossy is a negative word, you know? Yeah. Girls
not
are
here.
Bossy. We're commanding.
Yeah.
But when I get up there and I'm commanding the bridal party to do what I want and I'm fun with it, then they're totally going to listen.
Yeah. And
people
it's
just
great.
Need direction.
You're like, all you care about is that these photos look good. So let me do my job.
Yeah.
And you'll be happy. Yeah.
And like, again, getting photographed is awkward. Mm-hmm. And if I tell you exactly what to do, I've removed the awkwardness.
Yeah, you know it looks good.
Because you have to listen to me. And if you don't listen to me, we're doing it again. Yeah. Like, I'll be like, that was bad.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm trying to get this photo for these people you're here for. So mm-hmm. we're going to work together and mm-hmm. we're going to get this picture.
I have two questions.
Yeah.
One, what's the most non-traditional wedding you've ever done? Like, kind of just been a little bit off or different,
yep.
but in a good way.
Yep.
And then two, what's the weirdest request you've ever gotten? Like, we want this type of photo where you're like, oh, I would have never done that.
Interesting. Most non-traditional. I have this thing that I think it's impossible for people to have a non-traditional wedding mm-hmm. because it's so designed perfectly. I don't think I've ever had a standout moment where someone did something actually non-traditional.
Because my wonderful, amazing, love you, Ryan boyfriend wants to have our wedding on Halloween and have everyone come dressed up.
I would literally die to be there. I would pay you to let me go.
He was like, just imagine all of our wedding photos. Someone has an axe running through their head. And
yes,
I'm like,
that. See, that's the wedding I would have. Because I'm like, let's just dress up and have a grand old time.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But so, I think something about like, all of a sudden you have to give hundreds of thousands of dollars for this event. You can't really, you're not in
you
the
don't
mind
stray
spent,
too far
just
from.
Change it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I fully believe, I can get bored at weddings, you know, there's hours where it's really boring. I'm just trying to reorganize that day because mm-hmm. I'm like, every wedding's the same. Nothing is different about any wedding I go to. No matter how hard you try, no matter how hard you think this unique dessert is, it's not that unique. Like, it's nothing. To stop trying. Just do whatever you want.
Hot take. You're just as traditional as the last person I shot.
Just do what you love. Do what you're excited about.
Yeah.
It'll be perfect.
Yeah.
But I think this gets in trouble because there's a lot of alcohol involved in my plan.
Mm.
But I think you should come into a cocktail hour,
mm-hmm.
then have the ceremony and be immediately seated for dinner and fed.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Or you just come to dinner. Like, dinner's at 5.
Right.
You have dinner. Then after dinner, there's like either the ceremony or cocktail hour. Like, I think it should be rearranged.
Mm.
Because my biggest downfall of guests is that they come at 3 to a wedding. They haven't eaten since 11 or 12. And they don't eat till 8.
They're grumpy.
They're grumpy. They're drinking. They're tired.
They're wanting food.
No one's really talking. No one's comfortable. No one's like, mm-hmm. they don't offer. There should be coffee 24/7 at a wedding.
The last one I went to had a coffee cart.
24/7. It should be
it
out.
It was amazing.
The second I arrive, the second I leave, coffee should be available.
Mm-hmm.
And so should snacks.
Yeah.
This whole the snacks are out at certain hours. You're throwing an event. Have you ever gone to a party where they put snacks out for 1 hour? hour and take them away. Never.
No.
They're out all the time. Keep them out. Mm-hmm. There's coffee. There's alcohol. There's food all the time. Why are weddings different?
Yeah.
It confuses me.
That's so true. I actually tell everyone all the time. So shout out to my friend Sarah because she's had the best wedding I've ever been to.
Love that.
And it's actually for that reason. Right when we showed up, it was cocktail hour. Like you walk in and it was everyone standing there, cocktail hour. And then like everywhere you look, there was some sort of food and drink. There's people handing drinks. Yeah. You were never like, what's going on? What's happening?
What are we doing here? Yeah. I'm so hungry. Like, and then you get pissed off.
We're all dancing. We're all whatever. Midnight hits. There's everyone's coming around
snackies, with fries. Snacks. Yes. I love the fries.
Pizza. We had mozzarella sticks.
Oh, exactly. Carb.
Yep.
Give it to them.
And then, 2 a.m. hits. The party doesn't end. You go down to the basement that has an air hockey table, a ping pong table. It's the after hours.
This
and there's
is
snacks
the wedding
there.
I want.
Yes.
I want the Halloween party wedding mixed with that wedding.
Yeah. Yeah, I love it. Okay, so what's the weirdest thing you've ever shot?
I'm so boring. I have the most normal, wonderful clients.
Oh, it was pretty wedding-wise normal. But don't you do like nude photo shoots and lingerie stuff too?
Oh yeah, lots of nude people at my house.
I love that.
I love being like by minute five, I don't even realize I'm standing with a naked person being like, Archmore, go against the wall. Like hold your boobs. Like I say like weird shit.
You're like this.
Oh yeah, I'm like on the bed, like showing them what to do, and they're just like butt-ass naked.
Oh yes.
It's weird, but you don't think about it. Like it just feels like a job, a photo. I love it. I think boudoir is my favorite thing right now.
How did you end up doing that?
You just thought it'd be fun? I was in college, my lovely Christian college, I had this house of friends, and one day we just like started taking photos in our underwear with my Polaroid.
Okay.
I can't remember. Dead sober. Not even intoxicated. Something came over us where I don't know if we all were like in matching bras or something like that. We started taking photos, and then it just became like a thing. People would come over and we'd be like, want us to take your lingerie photos.
This isn't creepy at all.
No, like it was just fun because the Polaroid is just hot. It's hotter.
Yeah.
I don't like the
it
vibe.
It's edgier.
Edgy, sexier. It's pocket size, wallet size. A book of like a perfectly posed person edited.
Yeah.
I didn't, it goes through too many hands to be sexy. To know I had to go somewhere, someone takes it, then someone edits it, then you send it to a printing company to put it in a book. To me, it loses its sex appeal. With all those steps.
Yeah.
Just like I posed in my little undies naked and now I'm handing them to you.
Hot.
It's hot. Yeah.
I like that.
Super random. My whole career is random. Just kind of happened.
I love it. I love it.
I just am naturally creative. And when something sticks, it just sticks.
No, you can tell.
Yeah, like, thank you.
My biggest thing is the placement, and I don't know anything about photography. I just, my boyfriend and I have this joke that every time we take a picture, we go rule of thirds, rule of thirds. Because that's the only thing we know.
Yeah.
So we
that's
just
the
yell
only
that.
Thing anyone knows.
It's like, no, like we picture, you know, the office where it's like they're jumping and they're like parkour.
Yes.
That's every time we have a camera, we go rule of third, rule of third.
Yes. Put it a little to the left, a little to the right. I'm a dead center girl.
That's hard to do, isn't it? I feel like, well, for me, it is.
Maybe.
I can't get the right thing going on.
My mom is an interior designer.
Ooh.
So that's kind of crazy. Get this. My last name's Art Time. My entire family's artists. Isn't that weird?
That is weird.
It's like, it's always my fun
it's forced
fact.
Forced onto you.
I know. My siblings too, right?
Yeah.
My mom's an interior designer, so she's kind of crazy. My dad's a graphic designer, which is very linear.
Wow.
So I feel like it comes out of my photography. Like, I'm like a straight on center, direct. I'm so into lines.
They're so good, though. Like, that's what I mean. There was this thing. Creatively, I can recognize that something's good. I physically... Yeah. And mentally can't do it personally.
Yeah.
Maybe if I trained, right? I think there's something, but you kind of have to be a little bit born with it. And,
totally.
And it was so easy for me to pick out. I was in the explore page of Instagram and I knew which ones were yours because you know, you don't know till you click in.
People
but I could
say
tell.
They know my photo when they see it, which I love. I don't know what that means.
What's just so everyone listening right now, like look at your phone. What's your Instagram real quick?
Rachel Artime Photo.
Okay, perfect.
Artime is art and time with one T.
Yeah, that's so perfect.
People always think it's like a creative business name. I'm like, no, it's just my last
literally,
name.
Yeah.
Yes.
I actually double took it when I was saving your number. I was like, is it our time? Is that really her last name?
Yeah.
And I was like, maybe it's airtime.
It's technically, that's kind of... I'm going to butcher this. I can't roll my R's. It's Artime.
Oh.
Because I'm Cuban. Artime. My dad's from Cuba.
Interesting.
Yeah, he's born there.
Amazing.
Came when he was two, so he's lived here his whole life. But yeah, my last name is Artime.
Oh, I like that.
But we say our time because... We're basic.
Yeah. No, that makes sense. Okay. My other wedding question is, have you ever been to or experienced like something embarrassing or weird or something like that at a wedding?
I do have a story that's not my wedding that is the best wedding story I've ever heard.
Okay.
I witnessed it. So okay. I feel like I can kind of tell it.
Yeah,
tell us. I had a friend who's a wedding photographer. And because my clients are so damn normal, mm-hmm. pleasant, wonderful. Every once in a while, I get like a bitchy groom uh-huh. who's just like groom. Bad attitude, but yeah. we expect that of men occasionally. So, my friend had this client who their wedding was in 2 weeks or something like that, put on her Instagram live, like Instagram storing, talking about shitting on this groom because he broke up with her for like mental health reasons mm-hmm. 2 weeks before their wedding or something like that.
Wow.
So, she's tagging his name in every Instagram story, and she's like with her little brother just like telling exactly what happened, and then he came back over and he had sex with her and they were like getting back together, then he woke up and he was like, never mind, I can't do it. She's telling every detail.
Whoa.
Tagging him, then you go to his Instagram, she's commented on every one of his Instagram photos being like, fuck you, blah blah blah, and then she's like, I'm having this wedding. And she was like, to my friend, photographer, she's like, can you still come? I'm having the wedding. Like, I need a photographer. And my friend is like, I had a wedding that day. And I was like, I would go for free. I'm coming. Yeah, yeah, I'm yeah, second
yeah.
shooting.
Yeah.
I'm all over this shit. Like, yeah. I want to be at this event. Yes. But I had a wedding. So I couldn't go. So my friend has refunded the full money. She's like, I don't feel comfortable. I'm not so going nice. To go. Like, I don't really want to go do this. So she hired another photographer. And my friend followed her on Instagram, had the full ceremony. Wedding dress, wedding portraits, bouquet.
Just no man?
No man, totally alone. She had a ceremony for herself.
Oh my God, dead. I love her. Where do I find this woman? I want to be her friend.
So my friend still thinks she has the photo of the screenshot somewhere because mm-hmm. I've seen the screenshot of her wedding photos. I've seen the Instagram photos or stories when she was just shitting on him.
And they have like a full bridesmaids. Like
yeah, they had the whole everyone's there. Thing.
Guests all came.
They invited more people because the whole groom side didn't go. It was just a
party.
Go. They had a full party for her breakup. In her wedding basically. Dress.
Oh my God.
I mean, you've spent that much money, like might roll as well. With it.
I thought we were going to have a full 180 here and be like, she met someone and was like, we're going to have
like
a wedding.
In a few days. Yeah. No, she already paid for herself. This. Yeah. Which I'm like, go off, girl. That like, whatever you need.
Oh my gosh. So, do you have a wedding this weekend?
No. Today's Friday. Thank so. God.
Oh, you're off. Okay.
I was off last weekend, this weekend.
Look at you.
I'm growing. You yeah. know, the joy of owning your own business is you're always learning how to
balance it
and do mm-hmm. it, because your job is 24/7. I'm mm-hmm. sure you feel that, like you go yeah. to bed, you wake up, there is no clocking in, clocking out.
No, it's just
so work. I've been trying to do one or two weekends a month mm-hmm. that I'm free, otherwise I don't see my friends ever or my right. family, like everyone lives here. It just so I'm learning.
Yeah,
so I have 2 weekends off a month basically, sometimes mm-hmm. not, so
yeah.
That's been good for me, but hard to get to. Like there, that whole period where I was gone every weekend on planes.
Yeah,
I'm a little Energizer Bunny. Mm-hmm. I don't really need a lot of rest time. Like after a wedding, I'm ready to go to Disneyland. Like all day, like, I'm ready to
wow
roll. I'm like a friend person, 24/7 activity. Hate love. TV, hate scrolling. Ready to go outside. I'm
what's
like,
what's your
ready
sign?
To go.
Yeah, like Aries. What's Aries?
Is okay. that fire? It's fire, isn't it?
Yeah. I am too. I have my fire sign on my, yeah. I'm a Sagittarius, but
okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love activity. Probably why I love weddings.
Yeah.
Dance yep. floor when it starts, same. I'm ready to go. Mm-hmm. I have so much adrenaline after a wedding.
Yeah.
I'm not a homebody. I'm home for an hour. I'm existential and think my life is over.
Dude, we're the same person.
Oh my God.
I fun. Get my energy from other people.
Yes.
I don't.
Or just activity.
Yeah. I don't like to be at home alone with my thoughts.
No.
No thanks.
Like I'm just going to go on a walk instead of yes. sitting there.
Yeah. And listen to a podcast so I feel like someone's talking to me.
I'm like have a podcast on 24/7. I work out to podcasts.
Same.
Music's boring.
Yeah. I'm like, now I have to think.
I need someone chatting with me yeah. as I'm lifting, you know? Yeah. Oh yeah. Podcast girl.
Oh yeah. I'm the same way.
Totally.
Oh, that's amazing. Where are you going anywhere out of the country for weddings?
So this year I'm not. Mm-hmm. My mom has like pretty severe cancer.
Oh,
so
I'm
this
so sorry.
Year I've totally stayed local. Mm-hmm. I made it obnoxious price wise for me to fly out for this year. So I did it last year mm-hmm. for 2023. I was like, I just want to stay local. I don't want to fly. So I think I'm only on 2 planes this year, which last year I was on maybe 30 planes.
Wow.
So
how are those frequent flyer miles? Are,
oh,
they, are they good?
Don't even get me started.
Are they good?
You don't even want to know about
where you got, you're
my,
Delta girly?
No,
what do you?
No.
Which, who you got?
I don't even know. This is
who you got?
This is like the story of my life. I have this like horrible credit issue
okay.
with these invisible student loans I had no idea about.
Oh, no.
So it's really fucked up my credit card ability.
Uh-huh.
Total accident. I've like called. We've just, it is like the journey of my life.
No.
So we're climbing. We're getting somewhere now.
Okay.
But it's a total mistake. I'd never had a credit card. And I have this like crazy credit problem.
Oh, so you just pay for everything outright.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. I'm like a no debt girly.
Yeah.
But
hey, that's one way to do it.
So I have like some miles, but like, you know, you really need the credit card.
Yeah, to really get in there.
But they won't give it to me. So No, I don't have a lot of miles. It's like, it's like everyone always asks me that. And then I'm like, listen, you need to be smarter when you're 18 years old and not check out that loans. Like box I checked unknowingly.
Oh, so you didn't even know it was out there.
No, I had no clue. Till like maybe is out of college for like 5 years. Oh. No clue. Like absolutely no clue.
No, how'd they find you?
The debt collectors of the United States.
They just like,
I got the letter. I was like, because my family moved right after college. So they didn't know where I lived.
Oh,
and I finally got it. And I was like, yes, I've been scammed. Like, this isn't even my problem. Everything's gonna be fine. No, it was totally my problem.
It was your problem.
It was like when I was 18 years old and I signed up for college, I just like took out a loan. I didn't know about it.
Wow.
And then it like gets interest and, you know, 9 years later, they find me.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, so man. Watch out, that's a hot kids. Take, too.
That's a hot take.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
But, you know, we're recovering.
Yeah.
So, no miles.
Are you? No miles. Are you on TikTok, too, or just on Instagram?
No.
Okay.
I'm just curious. Super anti-social media person.
Mm-hmm.
I, for my first 3 years of my job, didn't have Instagram. Someone ran it for me.
Nice. Okay.
I'm just. But
yeah, you need it for your job.
Yeah, you need it. Yeah. I definitely like delete it probably every day. I encourage that. Like around 7 p.m. I delete my app. Because freaking Instagram,
you can
download it and be signed back in about 6 seconds.
Right.
It downloads.
They make it pretty
and you're
easy.
Already, you don't have to put your information in.
Yeah.
The app is just, you're already in there.
Right, right.
So I do that. I delete the app probably daily and then re-download it in the morning.
Okay.
So I'm not.
But for anyone that wants to try and find and look at your pictures, you do have an Instagram.
Yes.
They can go find it.
Yes. Rachel Artime Photo.
Okay. So that's the main place to find you. And then how do you like to be contacted?
Email. Don't DM me. I'll resent you.
I know. When I wanted you to come on, I DM'd you. And then in the DM, I said, hey, I'm also going to send you an email.
Yes. I was so thankful.
Yeah. And then we communicate on email. So that was good.
I'm an emailer.
But anything else you want to share about photography or, I don't know. I feel like there's questions that photographers probably ask you.
Totally.
Might be a little bit more in depth that I don't know about.
Yeah. I feel like a lot of people don't get like how to start photography.
Mm-hmm.
That's like a big thing. Like people are like, I can't book. Or I'm trying to be a full-time wedding photographer. And I always say, like, work for free.
Mm-hmm.
You know, or how do you get your ideal client? And I just found my ideal client, photographed them for free.
And said, I'll do this.
I'll do this and get creative. And when you do things more for free, you're not as stressed.
Yep.
So you can try new things or pull out your phone and be like, I really want to try this pose. But if I'm working with a paid client, I'm not going to be like, wait,
let's
turn your
this.
Body. Like,
yeah.
You're not going to. So if you want to start, one leads to the next. Like you take a photo of a couple and then one of their friends might book you. One of their friends might book you for a wedding. But you just like have to look professional. No one wants to book a wedding photographer that doesn't look professional. But every client has a different budget. There's so many people who don't want to pay $1 million for a wedding photographer. So starting out photographers are awesome for that.
Yep.
For young couples, for couples who maybe have like no parent financial support or just don't want to like blow their life savings on a wedding and they're just thankful for anything or,
that
you know, work
sense.
In nonprofit ministry. There's just so many people who don't want to spend $1 million on photography.
Mm-hmm.
So people starting out, I'm like, just look professional, have a website, have a process, have an actual contract, like work on that. Your photo will follow, like your skill of photo will build, but people are just obsessed with like, I want to look like this person or I want to be like this and like cut it out.
Yeah.
Stop looking at other.
Compare.
You can't compare. You also will never take a photo like me. Just like I'll never take a photo like you. Like find your
lane,
find your lane, roll with it. Like I'm known for certain things and not for other things. It's like, find what you're known for. Like, what's your strength? A lot of people hire me for like my party pics, my nighttime pics.
Yeah.
People are like, I want your flash photography. I'm like, great. If that gets me hired and gets you paying for me, I'm stoked. Yeah. Like, I love those pictures. I thrive in those pictures. But starting out, work on your personality and your business, not your photos.
I know. So true.
Because your personality directly affects your photos.
Mm-hmm.
If you can't run and function during the wedding, your photos will show. But if you can you know, use your voice to get an idea out there or direct a pose or direct a couple or get people involved with you, then you're going to have a photo that reflects that.
Yeah.
So that's kind of my...
Makes perfect sense.
And don't be too expensive.
Don't be too expensive. Yeah. Well, it's like any business. When you start out, the biggest thing for me was doing things at a very low cost and then asking those people for testimonials or referrals.
Totally.
Because they are like, will you help me out? Because that was inexpensive to get this advice. And now I'm going to tell people about you. So same thing with photography. It's like, yes, you do a wedding or two for free or very low cost.
Totally.
But then ask them for a referral. Ask them for testimonial.
Like review. Get a review on your website. Like... All that stuff is
definitely
just like work on that professionalism versus like looking like all the other photographers on the Instagram.
Right. Yeah. On the Instagram.
On the Instagram.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for coming. Like this was so much fun. I feel like I talked to you forever. Hopefully I'll have a wedding in the works soon. Ryan, that's a comment to you.
Yeah, where is he?
But yeah, thank you so much. Everyone go follow Rachel Artime Photo, right?
Yes.
Artime. Photo. And yeah, thanks for being here.
Yeah, so fun. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, definitely. Bye.
Bye.
Hey, Raimi.
Hello.
How are you?
Good. I love that episode so much for many different reasons. Specifically also because her last name is literally Artime.
Yeah.
Like, and she's an artist. I think that's so cool. But she gave some really good tips about like wedding planning in general. So even for people who aren't a photographer, like if they're in the wedding industry or planning a wedding, I feel like she gave some awesome tips. So that was really fun.
No, she really did. I feel like just talking with her too, she had so much energy. And I could tell that when she is at someone's wedding, she's probably so much fun to be around. And she was even saying, she's like, I don't just really sneak around in the background. I actually am there and I'm telling people where to go, how to pose, because I know it's going to look good. And I was like, I very much appreciate that. So, you know, if there's a wedding in my future or anyone's future listening, I also would just creep her photos because she's amazing at what she does.
They're so cool.
They're so good. And that's how I found her. So cool. Like, yeah, it was Instagram.
I need her to be my wedding photographer, although she's definitely pricey, but good for her. Like, shit. I didn't know you could make that much as a wedding photographer or any kind of photographer, really. Like, I was shocked, but that's freaking dope for her.
No, it ranges so much. But that's the thing about the service industry, too. Like, you know, you can charge what you feel like you're worth and it makes sense. And she even said, like, starting out, it's the same thing in corporate too, right? Like, starting out, you kind of have to go up the ranks. And she did that with her own business. So, yeah, I was super pumped to talk with her. Okay, so this weekend, I was out with Ryan and we went to this, like, whiskey festival thing. And we know each other too well nowadays. So our conversations just turn into, like, we have to ask each other questions instead of having just, like, normal human conversation. So we came up with this question and I'm going to ask you because I want to see what you'd say. So you're like, what? Okay. If something happened, maybe your car broke down, you had some reason, you have no wallet, you have no form of communication, there's no one to call. You're stuck in, let's say, Santa Monica Boulevard. And the only way for you to get money to get home or to like get money for anything is you have to be a busker, like the performers on the streets, you know?
Okay.
What would you do to get the most money possible? What would be your talent?
Okay. Wow. I do not have many like performing talents whatsoever. I think what I would do is I would like make a sign somehow that said $1 for the best advice of your life. Ask me anything. And I like love giving advice. I think I'm pretty good at it because it's, I don't know. I love it. So that's what I would do. I would offer people advice for money. I was going to say something really raunchy at first, but.
Wait, say it. Say it.
I mean, I could just like flash people for money too.
Oh, yeah.
That would probably be a lot quicker of a
I know.
Income, but. I like the advice one. I would do that. What about you? What was your answer?
How ironic it is for someone busking to be offering advice is hilarious to me. So I really love that answer.
Wait, that's actually why it would be so funny too. Yeah. People would be like, okay.
What? Yeah, like here's my dollar because that's hilarious. What are you possibly going to tell me? So at first mine was juggling because I can actually juggle just three things though. I don't know if I'm quite good enough to make enough money. So then I was like, maybe I'll turn to dancing. And then this,
you are the dancer.
This caused an argument because Ryan was like, you're not even a good dancer. Like, you can't dance anymore or whatever. So then I had to perform for him in our living room because I was like, I can.
You're like, yes, I can.
Yeah. I was like, look at these turns in second. Look at this toe touch. Like, I got this. And I was like, look at these splits. And then I was like, you know what? Maybe I should turn it into a striptease. That's going to get me more money. So, you know, I ran through the gamut of like things. And then we were like, okay, you get 2 years to practice something. So he decided to do guitar after he found that out. So he's like, okay, if I get 2 years of practice, I think I could really like get good enough at the guitar. I still think that at that point, maybe I could really get after some like fire juggling, but I don't know.
Like Rihanna from our episode.
Right?
Yeah.
Right?
Dude, that would be very cool.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
If I had 2 years, I used to play saxophone. Mm-hmm. So if I had 2 years to practice, I think that could be cool.
Yeah. You got two cats recently, right? How are your little kitties doing? I meant to ask you.
Yeah, they're sleeping right now.
They're good.
I'm staring at them. They're so cute.
Why did you go with two cats instead of one? This is like riveting conversation. I know, but I need to know.
It actually is because it took some convincing, because when I was considering rescuing them, the adoption agency told me like, there's something called single cat syndrome, and that sounds like a made up thing, but it's actually real. And if you Google it, it's like a medical term, maybe not medical, but you get the point. Mm-hmm. So if cats don't grow up with a companion, they don't learn that like biting hurts, scratching hurts, because they're not playing with another cat. And so when you get two, their temperaments end up being better towards humans because they learn those things. And so they typically aren't as like shy. They don't like swipe at you as much. And my mom has a single cat who has all of those things. And I was like, oh, no, I don't want to risk that. And it's so nice for them to like play with each other and wear each other out anyways.
Yeah.
So I think two is better than one, if anyone's considering, because cats are so easy. Mm-hmm. Like, two is the way to go.
Okay. That was a lot more riveting than I had thought. So thank you for that. Thank you for that information. Yeah. So we aren't going to do a proper career column this week, because I just wanted to chat a little bit about recently I've been having a lot of questions around the tell me about yourself. And I do talk about this a lot on my Instagram. But mm-hmm. one thing I've noticed that I've been like helping people with more and is actually telling them a story that they're going to remember you by. So I recently had a client that she was just kind of talking about her background and talking about, you know, what she's been through and that type of thing in terms of professional work. But then I was like, okay, is there any reason why you got into startups or why you liked this? And then she started to talk to me about how when she was in high school, she did a mock like startup company, and then she was able to present it to real founders of startups and they won the competition. And I was like, that is what you need to put in your tell me about yourself. Mm-hmm. I got into this because X, Y, and Z, and tell that story. So anyone out there that's struggling with that question, I just wanted to talk about that because I feel like we forget that people do appreciate that human side. And when they remember mm-hmm. something, that is the most important. When they remember you for a reason, because they're like, oh, that was the person that told the story about this, this, and this, that's going to go so much further and set up so much more success for you throughout the interview process than just talking about your background and what's on your resume and what skills you have, mm-hmm. you know, incorporate some of that. But I do think telling those little human stories, it will go a very long way in terms of the tell me about yourself question. Yeah.
Ooh, I love that. Yeah. It's such a default to just be like, okay, let me run through my resume. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm just thinking about, I've answered that question in that way so many times. And I'm like, well,
right.
Luckily I still got this job. But I think that I did tell a lot of personal stories. I'm thinking back to like how I got hired to this job, because it was like a long process. And I definitely think that that was part of it. I don't know.
Yeah.
Sometimes you just vibe with the people and you automatically do that. But if you're more intentional and like know you're going to tell a story from the start.
Right.
That's a great action tip.
I still remember what my first interview, like the VP of the company that I had one interview with, it was an entry level position, but I still had to interview with the VP. And it was the final stamp of approval interview. It was like months later, and he came up to me at a conference or something we were doing, like a training. He was like, "Hey, Darcy, right? Like, I remember you talked about this in your interview," and he like brought up a story that I had mentioned. So it's definitely those things that are memorable that will kind of take you that long way. So just want to talk about that. But anyways, I hope everyone enjoyed today's interview. Make sure you listen next week because we have Palmer on the podcast. She is a stripper and amongst so many other things, but also a screenwriter, and was just fascinating. So make sure you tune in next week to hear that. It is super, super juicy. And as she says, spicy. So give us.
It's so funny too. I laughed in the studio at that episode, like the most I have. It was a great episode.
Right? She was so funny. So funny. Oh my gosh. Okay. So like always, give us 5 stars, please. And subscribe on YouTube. We are on YouTube. And follow us, Anami and Career Coach Darcy, and Raimi. Raimi Travels. Travels. Yeah. I never remember. Travel?
It's both. It's one on, yeah.
You'll find both. Her. You'll find her. All right. Bye, guys. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to that Anami podcast. Anami is a creator-led educational platform that teaches you the things you wished you learned in school so you can thrive in adulthood. Anami lessons are completely free, and they're taught by some of your favorite creators from around the internet. Head to anami.co to start learning about things like budgeting, investing, taxes, how to thrive in your relationships, how to find your dream job, and so much more. That's anami.co, O-N-O-M-Y.co. See you there.